Oh my God, hello friends, and welcome back. Where did Alan go? Where did Okay, well, Crazy Fi's dead. Hey everyone, welcome back to another Simple to Move stream. We do this twice a week, Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. US Eastern. I'm Heisen. The ghost is Crazy Fi, and he's back. I told you your internet sucks tonight, dude. And yeah, that's Crazy Fi. Don't ruin the intro. Stop. No, stop. Stop. I'm already through it. And tonight we are doing the sixth progress report of the seasonal guild leaderboard within Simple MMO. Exciting stuff. Spring 2023 is it's going. This is gonna be a long 3 months, everyone. This is like fucking it's like watching paint dry. No, I'm just kidding. It's kind of cool. The previous 7 day capture, we have some awesome movement within the leaderboard. It might be one or two guilds, but it's enough to, call everyone's attention to it. But before we get into the whole seasonal guild leaderboard, Crazy Fi, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. What can I say? I made it and then I came back because I can't stay away from the stream. I'm here counting down the seconds, minutes, hours, days, God knows weeks until my baby boy shows up. But just
Crazy
in
Fi,
purgatory.
my water just broke. Please take me to the hospital.
That would be glorious.
All right, everyone, this is training. This is Crazy Fi's
Oh,
training. Oh God,
Lord.
there's water all over me. Please take me, honey. Honey, please take me to the hospital.
We'll get a towel and clean
Okay, that's great. All right, so that's how things are going. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
that.
I have some exciting stuff to show you, everyone, before we get into the seasonal leaderboard. In terms of Couch Cat merch hitting the hitting the floor, if you will.
Oh, my God, more merch.
Yeah, I think that's and then Loch Ness will be able to join us when we go over the specific tier that TPC is in and talk about the sad times indeed. For those of you who don't know, Loch Ness is like the stand-in leader right now for TPC. So we'll see how that works out for us. We'll get some insight. But yeah, things have been good. Monday was a great stream, and I always look forward to Thursdays to see how the guild's moving, all the guild leaders showing up and talking smack. It's pretty nice. All right, let's say hi to chat. So we had Silverwolf from Wolfblood earlier. We were doing some woof woofs, but he decided to meow. So that great for him. We had Loch Ness in earlier as well, the stand-in leader for TPC. We have Dagon here, a YouTube mod, representing Wolfblood as well as a co-leader, and he's giving out free timeouts. So if you want to be a bad boy or girl tonight in chat, he will time you out like a mother. Mamo is here. That is a rare sighting. Mamo is generally asleep at all hours when I talk to her. Good to see you, Mamo. Nauri is here, another YouTube mod representing. We have Chubby Ninja from Wolfblood as well. This is a Wolfblood stream, if you didn't know. We also have Caveman returning once again. Good to see Caveman. We also have Hoodie showing up with a bunch of emojis that I can't see. Our chat doesn't decode it, but it's face blue, wide eyes, face blue. Talking about Wolf is so bad. Oh my God. Talking shit when Hoodie, I think, is a noob. So that's pretty cool.
Classic.
Classic noob behavior in chat. We have Delusion here asking, is Crimson Tower a guild? You bet your ass, Delusion. We thought so too. Good to see Delusion. There's no 18 plus QR codes in chat, so he should be safe tonight. We'll keep an eye out for him. Alucard's here, the leader of Battle, aka Beyblade. It really depends how drunk you are. And how much you want to piss off the other Babel members. But Alucard's here. Good to see him. Alan's here, a doppelganger.
That's me. I'm
Doppelganger of
here.
Crazy Fi, just a little shit. And we also have Ivan returning. Ivan the Unholy. I haven't seen you in a while, dude, unless you've just been lurking. But it's good to see you. Good to see you. We have a lot of friends here. We have Amelia here from Rain Factory, the leader. Thanks for hitting the music. I knew I forgot something.
I got you.
We
It's
have
it was a little
Blank
too
here.
quiet.
Yeah, we have Blank here. Good to see. I mean, I think this is my first time seeing Blank, but cool name. We have Tim showing up. Tim quit the game, but he's always here. Because, this has stuck with me, and I need to turn it into merch. I just don't know what it would look good on CrazyFi, but when Loch Ness said simple MMO is temporary, but Couch Cat is forever, that shit stuck. I was like, I was like flying through space. I was like, holy shit, like, that is the coolest thing I've heard about Couch Cat in a while. Theron is here from Wolfblood. Good to see Theron. Theron actually showed up. So every Saturday, we try. Fridays and Saturdays, we stream on our Discord server. We're streaming COD, Battlefield, Phasmo. And recently we were streaming Core Keeper with Cutie, one of our mods, and Kimcher's my alt account, aka wife. And Theron stopped by for the first time, and it was good. It's good to see Theron. Theron's a real person, by the way. It's not a bot, you know.
The more you know.
Yeah, you never know until you hear him talk. Caveman says Papa Fi has lied to us. He's not a Papa yet. Yeah, I know.
Not yet. Any day now. For the love of God.
He's also asking if we sell couches yet. Not yet. We're still waiting on our license. Let's see. Keeban's here, one of our oldest mods. Can't wait to hear about the Kumo plush that Python is going to... Dude, that would be epic. That would be epic. All right. I think I caught up. I'm like 20. How am I 20?
Yappa.
Yeah, call him out.
Yappa coming back from memory lane event. That's exciting.
There we go.
We'll actually talk a little bit about memory lane event today.
Yeah. Okay. You want to just get into that real quick?
AFK machine. Hello. Hello.
Oh yeah. AFK
real
machine.
Real fast. Let's get into it.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to say AFK machine said Radiant Dawn will get 3 mil EXP as a PvE guild because of the event. So we'll keep an eye on that. But anyway.
Because of the event?
Because of the event.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Based off the weekly guild stats video that was released yesterday. Go check it out if you want to see their EXP for the week.
Plug.
I could see it. If any PvE guild could do it, it's them.
Oh, nice shot. Okay, so earlier today, literally yes. Like, what was it, like an hour? It was like 2 p.m. My time.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
A poll was released for the Memory Lane event about our favorite, you know, asking the community about our favorite pet and specials.
Yep.
Just because, which has me concerned, like, why are we... Was something not picked before the day, the day of the event? Are things not finalized? And now I'm even more confused because the blurb within the events tab says everything's cosmetic, but then it says...
Yeah, let me pull up the events tab and we could go over it one more time.
Yeah. I mean, it's why it doesn't make sense. And then now we're being asked, so like...
Taking a little detour, guys, before we do the...
Oh man!
It's here.
Yeah, right there. The event shop will.
Yeah, shop will feature purely cosmetic items, excluding food-related items. Pets and special items will be attainable through an exclusive card system.
So, what does this mean?
So here's my idea, because the announcement, Pies and I were talking about, we're kind of confused by it. Like, what could it be? What's happening? At first, I was like, wait. All I remembered was everything's going to be cosmetic, so maybe they'll release a pet and a special that you could get based off of the community vote. And then Pine's like, no, that's not true. I was like, oh shit, you're right. So here's what I think. Mats get you cosmetics, cards get you pets and special items, and the question of favorite pet and special, everyone in the game gets it if you're active. I don't know. But like a dumbed down version, if you will. Because what other reason why would they be asking for it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes it sound like either you can obtain a pet and special through cards, or you're going to get a card version of a pet / special. And I don't know, man. Like, because you say one thing is cosmetic, then it reads like it's not. But
yeah,
regardless, the night for us anyway, the night before the event, this poll just getting out, so very interesting stuff. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
Loch Ness is saying purely cosmetic, pet specials, and items. She thinks it's a list. He's been saying, I think CrazyFi is right, but I skimmed through what Wick actually said about it. And God knows if Keeban's right, because he just throws things out there.
Yeah,
like Keeban, last stream.
Keeban's always fucking lying to me. He's lying to me all the time. That's what I pay him for. All right,
yeah,
we just want to bring this up.
Yeah, because otherwise I have no idea why they'd want to know the patent special. Either they're either going to allow it to be unlocked some way, shape, or form, or they're going to give it out for free. That's what all games do, right? I just don't know what it means.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, that's one of the things we want to bring up. So another thing, which is the seasonal guild leaderboard, it's related, but it's also merch related. So those of you who know, here, I'll share it. Coming in hot. Those of you know, we have a guild series going on. Oh my god, Flashbang with shirts. And this has been worked on for the last couple of days. Shout out to Days from Wolfblood, because the next shirt within the guild series is indeed Wolfblood, which I think is the best timing possible with what we're going to go over later tonight, because they made some huge gains. And let's just reveal it. So here we go. We have the Wolfblood Guild Series shirt. It's rumored that this shirt adds volume to your woof during full moons. Not confirmed, but you can quote me. I'm trying to, like, you know what? I could probably just go like this. There's a zoom feature built in. So the I can't do like the fusion of gradients like we see in Simple MO, but Days provided me their old gradient set. For filler and border of the text. So we have the wolf on the, you know, breast pocket area, correct? And whoa, let me unclick that. And then on the back, we have, oh, there it is. Wolf blood, just like, you know, TPC. It kind of looks weird zoomed out, but it's there. And this is the first time I didn't do a TPC, but it just looks so good on white that it's available as a white shirt too. I don't know why they do like a white background.
Background,
I don't know.
Is awful here.
Yeah, I don't know why. You can't control that, by the way. But it's available white and black, and it's live now. Days has the link for the Discord server. And of course, if you go down below to the merch link, you can find yourself a Wolfblood shirt. I'm grabbing one. I love Wolfblood, so pretty sweet. That's what's been going on the last 24 hours. I'm just like a merch maniac. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we just want to clarify, in case no one heard of me say this the last time, but we don't make money off of these guild shirts. It's literally the absolute bottom price that we're allowed to, so we don't take a single cut on it. We're just giving a platform in order for guilds to be able to get a shirt if they want. So that's how
until it costs more for the product, and then they'll just bump it automatically, then it, you know, whatever. But it's there. You gotta, you know, it's there. So $22, Wolfblood, rep it. All right. What else? I wonder if anyone in Wolfblood even knew about that. I don't know if Days told anyone yet. All right. Well, anyway. Holy shit, Limits is here. Good to see Limits. I thought you were gone forever. Is there anything else you want to hop into the leaderboard?
Well, let's stop teasing everyone and let's get into the leaderboard.
All right, let's do this shit.
Yeah, let's do it. I gotta say, it was kind of, you know, last week was a lot better. Just a bummer alert. But let's get into it. These guilds are disappointing me, man. No, without further ado, welcome back to another report of the Simple MMO Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, the Spring Split, presented by CouchCat, the dashboard provided by Yomu. If you don't know already, Seasonal Guild Leaderboard, top 25 guilds. We break ours down into tiers. We have 5 tiers, which means 5 guilds per tier. And this is a 3-month season. We are like at week 7, maybe, if I remember correctly. It's hard to remember things. So we like to compare each week how the guilds have been progressing within the seasonal guild leaderboard until it's over. And then we restart for the next season. Fancy that. So let's get into it. Our first tier here is Celestial Tier. That is the top 5 guilds within the game for this season.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, oh boy, normally we have zero freaking movement in this this leaderboard because they're all well-established guilds that crush it and keep the same trajectory. However, Wolfblood has been picking it up. We've been covering this for the past 2 weeks now. they've been really picking up their pace, and they've actually been able to beat out the Forest by 2 mil EXP, which is hella impressive. So we have Babel is number one, Wolfblood is number two, the Forest is number three, Rain Factory is four, and Golden Arrows as five. Golden Arrows is a new step in chill or stay in chat.
Dude, you're gonna fucking say that? Oh my god.
I'm sorry. I don't see any movement. but holy biggest thing shit. Here, huge congrats to Wolfblood. Not only do you get your own shirt now, you are guy is in second place. So it's Wolf amazing. Wolf's all around. Good job. How about that moon for us, everyone? Can we get some Wolf Wolfs in the chat?
Yeah, well, oh, now you want to say, oh, Pison, you sound stupid when you do it. And then here he is, brother. Here he is.
Yeah, you still sound stupid, but it's all right.
Woof, woof. Dude, it's so good.
That's, I mean, so awesome job by them, because conquering, I mean, the top three guilds, right, they are hard to climb against. And to be able to beat out the Force is really impressive. And they're going to have to continue to grind out to maintain that second spot. And they're just going to have to, like, I don't know, stay up 24/7 to beat Babel at this point. But, yeah, what are your thoughts, Bison?
So, right now, I just want to point out that every guild... Okay, just kidding. The top three, okay? The top three guilds are still pumping out large amounts of EXP, even leading into this freaking event, okay?
Right.
And that's where we thought the bubble will burst, so to speak. But to their credit, they're still going ham. And right off the bat, just looking at Celestial, you know, Babel has been very stable. We'll show you later, but they earned 18 mil EXP the past 7 days. Wolfblood, 20 mil EXP, pure grind. And just, you know, they surpassed Force, but Force, you know, if you're in their Discord, you see they're respecting it because they know Force is no slouch. Force is just a constant, just like Babel, right? Like, they surpass them, but it's going to take everything they have to build that gap from the Force, if they can even manage to do so. I believe in them. I mean, all three of these guilds are high contenders. They're in this, you know, position for a reason. But you can't dismiss Force just, you know, a couple of mil ahead. But awesome moves. You know, Wolfblood is freaking killing it. The Force right under them, so they got 12 mil EXP. The lowest out of the top three guilds earned in the over the last 7 days here. But it's a giant gap when compared to Rain Factory and Golden Arrows. So just for instance, Golden or Rain Factory at the fourth spot, Celestial, they only earned 4.5 mil EXP, and Golden Arrows, yeah, and Golden Arrows might actually be an SNC. They earned roughly 2 mil EXP.
Wow, absolute pure trash. Only 2 mil?
Yeah, and you know, looking at the earned EXP, things are slowing down for the fourth and fifth spot. That's where it's most volatile for Celestial tier. But overall, I mean, total EXP earned, Rain Factory is, in my opinion, they're secure right now with the almost 38 mil. They're active. They're a cohesive unit, if you will. And I might have to owe Amelia a coffee mug. So, like a $50 coffee mug after.
It's going to be $100 at this rate.
Yeah. Once inflation hits even harder, yeah, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Golden Arrows, they're at 25, right? Almost 26. Yeah, I don't know, man. Legendary, as we'll see next, Legendary is a huge threat right now. The top Legendary positions. We might see a new name in Celestial tier that we didn't even see in Season 0 when the SGL was our product. Solely our product. Should I say that? PR sakes. Anyway, that's all I have for Celestial. Awesome moves for Wolf. Babel still strong as hell. Four still strong as hell. Rain Factory making a name for themselves. And Golden Arrows might be dead. I don't know. It's hard to... Every time I say a guild's dead, they're not dead. So might be dead is safer for me in this position.
Caster curse.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
Cool. Let me just zoom zoom in real fast.
So we don't.
All right.
Yeah.
Next, we have the legendary tier. That is our 6th through 10th place positions. This one has a little bit more volatility than in the top 5. We constantly see these 5 guilds move up and down in between this tier. But we have Murder of the Universe. They moved up 2 positions, so good job on them. Heaven and Hell moved down 1 position. Prostor moved down another position. The Knights Who Say Ye, stable as always, taxing their folks every day. And then the Merry Men of Simple and Mo, holding on to that 10th place after moving into Legendary Tier last week, I believe it was. I mean, we talked about this last stream. Murder, the 6th, 7th, and 8th are so close in EXP, they're just going to keep jumbling around. That being said, 25.7 mil is the number to beat to get into Celestial. Murder of the Universe are only 1 mil off of that. Granted, Heaven and Hell are also 1.4 mil off of that. So, like
who's first?
It's anyone's game, which is pretty cool. And especially with this event coming up for 3 weeks straight, good God, who knows what's going to happen? Because that amount of EXP is going to burst when everyone's playing the game, coming back to this event, especially for Memory Lane. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I had to guess, I would say Heaven and Hell are actually going to show up as 5th. Murder of the Universe will be 6th. Prosser will be 7th. Somewhere around there.
You have to account for Golden Arrows dropping. But yeah, a rough call.
Yeah.
Heaven and Hell, for sure, could be Celestial like they were in Season 0. Prosser is going to be a strong contender for top legendary. Murder of the Universe, they ebb and flow. Right? But yeah, this event, even if this event sucks, which I don't know, I don't think it will, there's going to be boost active. Yeah. And that's the main appeal for these guilds right now. But it's interesting to see the earned EXP from the past 7 days. Murder almost earning 5 mil EXP, which is leagues ahead of Golden Arrows and above Rain Factory. And then Heaven and Hell, it dips significantly with a 2.2 mil earned. We have Prosper at 2.4. We have Ye with 2.8 and Merryman with a almost 4 mil earned with 3.8. These guilds are collectively earning whether it's more than one, so either the 5th place or the 4th place or both, they're earning more EXP in the downtime than, you know, 4th and 5th place Celestial, depending on which guild. But yeah, I don't know. This event could just very well fuel the gap further. We know Golden Arrows is going to falter, unfortunately. But who knows? But good to see Prosper still here. Once you're in Legendary, like we've said this, once you're in Legendary, it's like you're in Legendary. You're going down more than likely you're going up, because Celestial is usually like a freaking, you know, stone wall to get through. But right now, not in this case with Golden Arrows. So.
Yep. Another, you know, just got to wait for one of those top 5 guilds to become Step and Chat.
Yeah.
Version 2. And
when
then
they get tired.
Yeah, and then it's game over. And then you have to fight 5 of your guilds beside you to get to that spot.
Yep. And, you know, Jimmy from Merryman says they want to be number 1 and they want to eat Alucard's face. So, well, I guess we're still waiting to see that happen with 60 mil total. So, which is...
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, but we'll see this in Epic. The top seed in Epic is actually right under Legendary. So, yeah, I think Legendary right now is just a very interesting place to be in. And the K will be the biggest factor here, like when they drop or not. But
yeah,
pretty solid.
I think the number 5 position will constantly flip within the next 2 weeks. After that, it's going to constantly flip back and forth between someone being in Celestial and Legendary, because they keep beating each other out. Murder of the Universe and Heaven and Hell are going to do that, and then Golden Arrows are just going to drop. So let's move on to Epic tier. And Limits, no, I didn't have the kid yet. The kid. My baby boy. Any day now, actually. So who knows if I'll be on stream on Monday, but we'll see. All right. I'll stream from the hospital. I'm sure my wife would enjoy that. Next tier.
Wow.
Is the
okay.
Tier. With a beautiful hospital Wi-Fi. Anyways, epic tier 11 through 15. So what do we have here? Just a little bit of movement. It's actually still impressive nonetheless. Number 11, still friendly, holding strong after they got knocked down from the legendary tier. Number 12 is Gorilla Wizards with a little bit more of a gap. 13, Radiant Dawn, the first PvE guild that we see on the top 25 here. They have moved up a position. They are really impressive, like I mentioned earlier, in the weekly guild stats. So if you haven't, check it out. Friendly 2, dropping down to the 14th place because Radiant Dawn took over. And then finally, with the 15th place, we have the Crimson Tower, who, since merging, have been holding steady to this position.
And they have not changed their name for another week. So things
and
are
they have
good.
Not. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks now, no name change. And remember, the number to beat is 16.4. So, Merriman is just barely holding on to that 10th place position, legendary. We could see Steel Friendly coming up and taking that back.
They're not dead. They're not
they're
a
not
dead.
Dead. They're fighting back for that 10th place position.
Don't be surprised, man. Jesus.
Who would have known that both Celestial and Legendary, the bottom tier position is not safe at all? So that's awesome to see.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So what are your thoughts?
One, Still Friendly is not dead. They earned almost 4 mil EXP this go around. Gorilla Wizards earning a measly 1 mil EXP. We have Radiant Dawn with, of course, 2.4, almost breaking that 3 mil barrier that AFK Machine has sworn they would do. Friendly 2, it's kind of mind-boggling that there's two friendly guilds in the same tier. Usually we see them spread out, and you kind of forget that there's like four friendly guilds until you get there. They earned 1.8 mil, and then Crimson Towers with 1.5. So within Epic, pretty reasonable EXP earned. Especially when we move into the elite tier below this, like, it's night and day. I would say compared to the timing of Season 0 and the longevity of, you know, the first season with the in-game SGL, things are, I don't know, I would say slower. Like, the EXP earned and the total isn't as wild as we're used to seeing, which makes it more volatile because people are like very adjacent to each other, like we just mentioned in Legendary. But Epic's kind of like a stale position to be in, or a stale tier to be in. There's not really a lot of EXP flowing in and out. Like, you, if you make the Epic, okay, and you grind hard, you're going to get out. You have a really good chance of getting out of Epic, but in Season 0, we rarely saw that, especially with, like, I mean, Crazy Fire, TPC, and the Titans, like, all those PvE guilds that were kind of, like, holding that position.
Yep.
You don't see that now. If you break through Epic, you have a good chance of getting Legendary, and then the Decay would push them out to Epic. So, but yeah, not a lot of movement here. These guilds are kind of, I guess you would say, stable. For what it is, though, I'm keeping my eyes on Radiant Dawn. We know Gorilla Wizards is kind of rocky right now, so Ray and Dawn could easily overtake them, especially with the event coming up. And I guess Still Friendly could potentially overtake Jimmy and his crew of weirdos in Merriman. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. I mean, especially with this event, right? I can't keep harping this point with this event.
Tons of boosts.
Yeah, for real. Like, if any of these guilds, one, if Still Friendly decides to just straight up grind this event, this is a perfect time to do it. They could easily get back in that 10th place position.
Mm-hmm.
12 through 15, if any of them decides, I'm going to grind this event, they could easily conquer, 15 could easily conquer 12 if, 15 decides to start grinding hard the Crimson Tower during the event. So we could see one of these guilds skyrocketing, or we could see all of them putting in a lot of effort and just holding the same pattern right here. So it's hard. The events are a real toss-up because you have no idea who's going to be motivated to come back for an event. This one's a big one, though. 3 weeks long, memory lane, 5-year anniversary. I would assume a lot of the old-timers will come back if they remember the game or if they have friends who are still playing it.
And if we get those old timers or new players who stumble onto the game during, like, you know, the best time to do so, which is during an event, you know, this is a good time where guilds, if they have slots open, to be like, well, if you're gonna be here, might as well be with us and earn us some EXP along the way. But we'll say you're having a good time and we love you. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be interesting. But I'm just happy to have an event during the seasonal guild leaderboard. It's not a major event by all means yet, but it is a big event with the time and what's encompassing, which is, like, you know, it's really harping on nostalgia. So it's gonna be interesting to finally see an event impact the leaderboard, the seasonal guild leaderboard. But yeah, I think we're ready for elite. This one. We're getting into Crazy Fives trashed here.
Yeah, Amelia, people are gonna have to put down that Diablo 4 and focus up on simple MMO for the next 3 weeks.
I don't think it's that hard. Yeah, I mean, not everyone
plays. It's that hardcore.
Not everyone plays freaking Diablo.
Alright. Elite tier. This is the fourth tier in the seasonal guild leaderboard that we host. This consists of your 16th through 20th place. So 16th place, we have Solid Step. 17th is TPC. They're still holding on to that position.
Yeah.
18th, Ingelsmond. However you pronounce that.
Ingelsmond.
They moved up one position. I gave him a shout out during the weekly guild test video because they've been grinding pretty well. Ornate Greenhouse has dropped down one because of that. And Manatee's Cove in that 20th position, holding strong there after they broke up into this tier. And as you can see, all of them are, except for Manatee's Cove, are in the 5 mil area. Which, God knows, especially like PvE guilds during an event, that's going to be very helpful. Because everyone's actually going to want to step during the event. So who knows what's going to happen. And again, the number to beat here is 9 mil. So they're nowhere near. I don't foresee anyone from the elite position or tier jumping up into the other tier.
So listen, it gets worse, all right? So the earn EXP here is, like, practically abysmal. Rare is actually even worse, but we have, for Solid Step, we have almost 750k EXP. TPC with 646k. Angles Mod is the only one breaking 1 mil. They're at 1.49, almost 1.5. Nope. So that's pretty amazing for them. And that's where you see the movement of them moving upward, the upper trajectory, of course. Ornate Greenhouse with 871k EXP earned. Not terrible. And then Manatee's Cove, all right? So Ubi is co-leading. And I also know, because we were supposed to have a coffee stream Saturday, he's going on vacation. They earned under 500k EXP. They earned 472k EXP. They're in a really bad position right now. I thought they were coming in strong, but they're earning as much, or barely as much, as the Titans, which we'll see in the next tier. But yeah, it's kind of looking bad in the earn department. I cannot believe that Engelsbond might be the most active guild in the elite tier, especially when we had ex-PVE giant TPC there. Solid Step was also a former did they make Epic? I don't think they made Epic, but they were a very solid guild. Maybe Elite is where they're supposed to be, but TPC for sure. Greenhouse used to be in Season 0. They were a contender, but they're kind of just, like, chilling. They're, you know, being plants or some shit. I don't know. But, yeah, very interesting to see Manatee's Cove kind of dip. But these are the guilds that are probably enticing the new players who don't know what they're doing. They get, like, snatched in the alleyway. They're like, well, welcome to the guild. Step for us.
Yep.
Loch Ness is supposed to join, but I think Loch Ness is dead, so she might join later.
Okay.
So we can move on. Yeah.
We will keep pressing until Loch Ness shows up. No worries. No worries.
Wow, sweet. This is like the fifth time.
Oh, Loch Ness says, no, I'm using the link. She's here.
Wow, TBC, fucking shitters. Do you need a new link, Loch Ness? Because you're just
a baby. Caffeine addiction. Oh, is that Loch Ness right there? Show on stream.
Is it?
Hello.
Oh, I remember this clicking. Yeah, you hear me? Loch Ness. Yeah, yep. We hear you.
Oh, I had like a sound queued up and everything, but hold on.
No. Okay. No, you heard. Yes. What is this? Oh, it's TPC dying on the hospital bed. I was
dying and getting revived.
Oh, revived. Yeah, that's a good take. we believe you 100%. Loch Ness, you are now the stand-in guild leader. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, yes.
So what's going on right now? Are your co-leads, are your co-leads active, or is it just you?
Co-leads are active. I think just things have slowed down significantly. I've actually accepted a few newer players, so things have been picking up slowly. And in terms of the guild leaderboard, I feel like it's going to be very volatile. Again, like you guys said, don't know who's going to come back. Maybe we'll see some whales return, and then that might shift some things around.
Okay, and where's Cream Cows?
I don't know.
Has there been any communication with the guild since he's been on his break?
Not really. He just said that he's playing casually, but I think he's a little burnt out. I think some of us have been there.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm sure there's going to be a day where Alucard's like, I'm fucking burnt out. Like, yeah, it comes and goes, but that's very interesting. So TBC is an elite. You're doing your best with your co-leads. Do you? I want to ask your hot take before we move on. But do you foresee TPC ever getting out of elite again?
No, because we're a chill stepping guild. It's like running or walking on the beach. You can't get past a certain speed. So I think we're gonna stay within that 1 million guild XP. But Radiant Dawn has been like kicking it. They have to be active every 3 days or else it's like, I don't know if they're taxing their members or anything.
Ooh, oh, you have rumors of taxation?
Because I can't believe how much XP, like it's actually blown my mind. It's so much XP. That means people are fueling, like throwing diamonds. Like I don't have the money, man. I'm sorry, I'm poor.
I bought the TPC shirt, now I'm fucked.
Yep.
AFK says no taxes, I swear. You're just a bot, AFK. No one trusts you. Just kidding. Okay, well, I guess that's a fair assessment. CrazyFi, do you have anything you want to ask the current TPC leader while we have her?
No, I mean, what do you... actually, any hot takes on the leaderboard? Do you think there's going to be any people popping out from the event that we're shitting on or anything like that?
No, I think people who are on the leaderboard now, I think the places are just going to shift. Instead of like seeing the one or two places shift up and down, I think we're going to see like threes and fours.
Yeah. Good question. Do you think Wolfblood can beat Babel?
What was their XP again?
It was 107 to like
99,
yeah.
That will depend. I think this event will depend. That's a close call. I don't know. I can't say for certain.
Okay.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Loch Ness, is there anything you want to say to TPC or your friends out there before you go?
No.
Sweet. Yeah, I love that. You're really instilling confidence in your homies.
Fuck yeah. The members of TPC, she said.
Down with TPC, dude.
Insider threat.
Oh my god. All right, Loch Ness. Well, thanks for coming on. You know, you're one of the oldest friends of Couch Cat, so always good to have you stop by with your input.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And with that, we'll move on to really the trashiest tier of the seasonal guild leaderboard, and that's rare. That's super rare.
Ain't that right?
Holy shit. The rare.
The only thing that happens is rare is that you drop in position because someone's moving into the next tier. This is where you come to die as a top 25. Granted, you are top 25 and you're not ranked 72 like Couch Cat Gaming, but still.
You get just shit on. Threw that in there. You know what? Everyone kept asking.
We have ramen now. What's up, bitches?
Yeah, what's up? We have ramen. Probably he made all those cool dragons that look like, you know, bad tribal tattoos, but he's got dragon avatars. His name is Ramen. He's rocking
a cat.
He killed
60 NPCs one day.
He killed 60 NPCs one day. He took 3 steps another day. Honestly, we couldn't ask for a better newest member. So
yeah. So if you feel like retiring, you burnt out from TPC or any other guild out there,
King Kyle's, come home. Come home, baby.
Come to this retirement guild. We got you. We welcome you all with open arms. All we ask is that every once in a while you click a step button or kill an NPC. We do tasks around here.
If you flip the top 100 guilds upside down, we're almost at the top.
Facts.
And Babel's almost at the bottom. So, I mean, you take that with what you will. I'm just saying. It's facts. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the shitty rare tier.
All right. Shit tier, rare tier.
Rare tier, brother.
SDRT right here.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a little creative boy. Number 21, we have the Titans. 22, Friendly. 23, Dusk. 24, Cheese Colt. And 25 is Fairy Tale. The only good thing for this tier this week is that no one's dropped out of the top 25. They're all very much similar in EXP. The number to beat is 4.5 mil, if I remember correctly, for number 20. So the Titans could come back around and take over that 20 position.
After being gutted by Babel.
They've been gutted. How dare they? If any members of Babel want to retire, we have a retirement guild.
Hey, Troll, are you still here, dude? We can make a bunch of I see you jokes in the shower, you know, because you're an I, and, like, I'm in the shower. Yeah, it's okay. It's whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
We're going to poach everyone to join our guild.
You're we'll coming over, brother.
Yeah, they're coming over.
Silver will need a new guild after outing Days by saying that Days makes everyone a Wolfblood RP. So he'll need a new guild soon, so you can come over to catch up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so that's this tier. It's kind of boring. Yeah. I mean, get shit on them as much as I do. They are still top 25. That's still impressive. That takes a lot of work, at least initially, and then you could die off slowly, but it's still a lot of work. So, you know, props to them. Hopefully you make it next week. Who knows?
Yeah, so here's the earned EXP, and this is like, you thought Manatee's Cove was bad. So we have the Titans at earning 418k EXP. We have Friendly, 189k EXP. We have Dusk, 207k EXP. We have Cheese Colt, who used to be the top of rare, 298k EXP. And then we have Fairy Tale, out of everyone down below, you know, falling through the gutter with the clown trying to eat you. We have Fairy Tale. Zach leading the way with 587k EXP. Almost 600k EXP. That's not bad for rare. Honestly, it isn't.
So Fairy Tale, I don't want to see Fairy Tale drop.
Yeah, me either. They've been around the block. I mean, so has Dust technically, but Fairy Tale's been around longer, and I would like to see them achieve rare again. Like top or rare. But yeah, the earning EXP here is just, it's like, I mean, we earned like, what, 3k EXP a week, every week or so. So
yeah,
it's still high in that relative aspect, but on the totality of the board, it's low as shit.
Yeah,
and it's literally like a junkyard. So, I mean, who's gonna be there? Who's next? Who's gonna decay down into rare? But that being said, with the total EXP so low and the earned EXP so low, we could possibly see a shakeup with the event. From the top 30, so the 26 to 30 slot, we could actually see people popping in and making an appearance for the first time. So, and we're all about that. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
That'll do it, man. That'll
do it. Yeah, I mean, that's the leaderboard right there.
Hot Toledo.
I look forward to the event because it's going to shake up this leaderboard for sure, which makes me happy because it's not as boring to talk about. You know, there's going to be some fun stuff. I think there's definitely going to be some shifts in this leaderboard, so I look forward to that a lot. Hopefully I'll be, well, actually not hopefully, hopefully I won't be around for it, but you know, I'll watch from afar.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to be here. abandoned.
You got it. Don't worry. Yeah, I remember beating Fairy Tail and Wars when we first started Couch
Cat. We say that every time we talk about them. Like
the glory days, brother. The glory days.
It was like Fairy Tail and Maple.
High school kid who never got over his high school years. The glory days.
But that'll do it. That's the sixth report for the seasonal guild leaderboards. Are you displaying total EXP right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's total, and then if you can switch to earned real quick.
Oh, sorry. This is earned for the week.
Okay, well, here's a total. Here's earned EXP if you can switch to total.
Yeah.
All right, and I will have a blog post up this weekend that has screenshots of this so you can distribute to your guilds and keep track of what's happening. But that'll do it in this. It's for the YouTube folks, and now we can just kind of relax. Thank you, chat, for hanging out with us for the guild leaderboard. Alucard, it's nice to dream. ain't it true, brother?
Yep.
CF is going to teach Baby Fi how to use their fingers by teaching them how to step for him. You know, Loch Ness, that's not a bad tactic. I mean,
none will know.
There's a really good chance that Baby Fi would be more active than Crazy Fi just by accident.
I can see that.
Yeah.
So I've been putting up numbers on NPCs. Not past couple days because I've been taking care of some things, but
yeah, see, yeah.
In the hundreds.
So. Good for you, man. That's
the message. Ladies and gentlemen, we completed a task this week. We started anew.
It's good.
The cycle continues.
We all start somewhere. Musta. Good to see you, Musta. I know you were talking earlier, but I didn't get to say it, but good to see you. Thanks for stopping by again. Crazy gets banned for account sharing, says Alucard. Dude, that would so fucking happen. I mean, if I almost got banned for my wife, dude, I can't believe they'll be like Moose will be DMing Crazy Fi. Do you have any relation with Baby Fi, whatever your baby's name count name would be? Oh yes, that's my baby. Are you on the same IP? What's going on here? And that brings us to our sponsor of the video, Surfshark VPN. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, you want to monitor how many people who live under the same roof play your game? Get fucked. Here's a VPN for you, brother.
Oh, Lord.
It's always a NPC task. Audness is asking what kind of task we do. It's NPCs. We're always in
the NPC.
Yeah.
No, I prefer quest, personally.
I have a lot of quest points. I almost have 100 quest points.
Can we switch to quest? It's less buttons to press.
I want to be
one press, one quest.
A big Heathen about it, but no. We have to do BA. It's the only way to get stronger.
Yeah, I'm 12K now. I moved up.
That's good.
Pretty fast.
I think I just hit 27K. If I get 30K, I think I'm just not going to do anything else. I think 30K is a pretty good like rest point.
30K in 3 years?
Yeah. Hit 30K and then just sponsor a bunch of books. That's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, right? I think that's how it plays out. Use quest for BA. Amelia says, Nowry, Dave is baffled by my love for supplement. Oh, okay, you guys are talking like girl talk. Okay. What a last 7 days. You're probably not going to be here next week. I'm calling it now. I think Crazy Fi will be gone and we're going to get to see the first. Well, technically we don't even get to see it next week because we're doing the 7 days that are happening. Right? Like we won't see the event.
You'll see the event at next week's stream.
Will I?
Yes.
You're right. Yeah, it starts. Yeah,
it's been the previous week, which is this week.
This is what we're up against when Crazy Fi leaves. I don't even know what the fuck I'm tracking. I'm like, yo, what's up?
There's a board here with numbers. Chat, what do they mean? The numbers, Mason.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. We should have done a pull of when my baby would be born. That would have been great. Like,
yeah.
Whoever's closest gets 10 mil.
Oh my god,
like that appropriate amount, right?
That joke again that we're sexy. You know, Amelia, forget about coming onto the coffee stream because I hate women, so don't even fucking show up. Don't even show up. I'll have AFK machine come on coffee stream instead.
You'll see our apology tweet later tonight.
yeah, probably not. Babyfy can join Rad. You know, that's not a bad guild to start off in. Why not?
Yep, I like that. Babyfy can only play in a PvE guild because violence is not the answer.
Hold on, we gotta call out Delusion, okay? So Delusion says, Pizen, your Tuesday stream should be planning for your Thursday stream. Delusion, I think you were even here. It's on fucking Monday. So come back when you actually know when we're streaming. Go scan a QR, a 18 plus QR code for your friend.
What if you actually would spend Monday streams as like a couch cat board meeting, like planning out the content for the rest of the week and just streaming that?
No one would watch it.
The 7 viewers who are diehards.
We started with like 4, 5, 6. Yeah,
I will tell you what, we're at like 553 subscribers or whatever. When we first started streaming on YouTube, we had 4 people watching for weeks at a time. And when it hit the 7 people, I got so excited. Now it's like when it hits 30 people, like today it hit 30, I got so excited. I'm like, fuck yeah. 30 people. Speaking of which, if you like the video, if you enjoy this content, if you enjoy us shitting on guilds because, you know, they can't be here and talk about it, unless they want to, hit that like button. Keep coming back for more. Hit that subscribe button. There's a little bell right next to it. That's a notification so you will never miss our streams or other content. And, you know, leave a comment below trash talking the other guilds. We like that. In a playful manner, please.
Yeah. Sure. Alucard comes out of nowhere. It's all about persistence, and you just have to get good. That's
get fucked,
Alucard. Wolf. Alucard, that's what I envision you saying. You're just like, get better. You know what I mean? With love from Canada. That's Alucard in a nutshell. I mean that award show is pretty much Alucard shitting on every good times.
Yeah, Alucard skill.
Alucard, yeah, skill issue. There it is.
There we go. Yeah.
Excuse me, it's a skill issue. As I eat my samosas. My butter chicken. I don't know.
Oh, I could go for some butter chicken.
Dude. I know, dude. We have like Indian food like every other week. It's like a bonding experience with Alucard, essentially. Ivan says, reminder for Titan members to join Babel. Fuck! Oh my god, dude. That's funny as shit. That's funny as shit. Yeah.
Yep. When When I lived in another state, I had a friend went over to his apartment and he made butter chicken. Oh my god. That was by far the best butter chicken I've had. It was so good. It was a nice little potluck we did. I miss it.
Wow, dude.
No memes this week? There is actually a meme in the Discord.
I forgot I was doing that.
I forgot. It was Ivan who did it.
Dude, that Babel one was so good. And then when Mr. Wright did the guild leaderboard one, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, real fast. I'll pull it up.
Okay, sure.
This just to show off. Here we go. Well, yeah. There you go. So, I do enjoy the memes.
I gotta put a reminder for seasonal guild leaderboard streams that I need to do a meme. I'll add that to the task list. How does that sound? Pretty cool. Like, I'll add that to the task list.
Professionals.
If machine, you should join the Discord server.
Yeah, it's 100% community. Like now we're saying.
Oh shit! Cat just found us. Hello, global chat.
Fun. Well, well, well. Look who the cat dragged in.
Well, well, well.
Just winding down, too. Just chatting away.
It has been smoky, and the smoke's on its way out. I think the visor is lifted for, at least for us, at the lower East Coast Friday.
Yeah, that sucks.
Kekka says, why am I a noob? Because I hang out with a bunch of noobs like you. So, thanks, dude. You made me a noob.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, let's pull up global again.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. Yeah. How long do you want to stare at this meme?
Forever and always. Look at all these people. Oh, is that why Kekka showed up?
Yeah, global, can you imagine? Cat? Oh, shit, in. There's Finn.
Oh, Lord.
Shit. Role player spotted, brother. Oh, wait, no. Good times. Mallory says, I don't have wildfire smoke because the smell of my cat's litter box keeps it away. Interesting.
Share the love.
Mo is heading off for the night.
Bye, Mo.
I thought Mo quit for the longest time, and then he became an advisor.
Classic.
Holy burnt shit. Potato. Do you see that? Do you see who's in
Oh my god. Burnt potato. What the
Holy
hell?
Shit.
The name I haven't seen in a long time.
I think I just deleted him on Steam because I was like, when am I ever going to talk to this guy again? And then here he is. We used to play Phasmo together. He used to be a very chat. If you know Burnt Potato, he was a pussy in Phasmo. Just letting you know. You heard it here first.
Oh my god, dude.
Lycan? Lycan's there? Sweet. Yes, Discord link is in the description of the video down below. Also, if you're in-game, you can go to the community tab, hit Couch Cat, and there's a Discord link there as well.
Yep. And it's community, not based around Couch Cat Gaming, the guild, and the game. It's not all based around Simple MMO either, so... Come on in, say hi, have fun.
80%. 80% of it's simple.
Don't worry about the 80%. You can focus on the 20% if you want. Or be part of the 80%.
Yeah, this weekend for sure. Going to be playing some Core Keeper and Battlefield. Got to play some Battlefield. But Crazy Fire will probably... Core Keeper. It's fun. It's good.
I'm excited. Looking at that roadmap, I'm excited that they actually have a roadmap.
Yeah, it's kind of like this roadmap, but I trust it.
They hit every single one except for the one that's in the future. So.
Nauri says, CCG Discord has no cats and no couches. So true.
You could bring your own, though. We do allow that.
It's bring your own couch.
Yeah.
B-Y-O-C. Dude, that's the next shirt. Bring your own couch. Oh, dude, this is amazing.
Oh, look at that. The content just keeps dropping. I'd get that shirt.
People are right. Silence says ready for event.
You know what people are going to think when they see bring your own couch?
Bring your own couch. Demonetized. Oh, shit. Oh, wait, was that wrong?
The casting.
Oh, no. I thought bring your own, you know, like chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost said it on stream. Isn't that interesting?
Get loosey-goosey on the stream today.
Bring your own conch shell. Conch of time. Bring your own conch of time. Let's see.
Bring your own cow.
That's easy, dude. I can't even afford a couch. Says Mamo. Fuck. Alucard says, bring your own cat. That's a good call. Okay, that's a safer call, Alucard. Lognus says, would Gen Z people even understand the castling?
I don't know.
If someone's there to teach them, they will understand. Amelia says, I crack so much and I'm pale enough I could identify as a glow stick. Rightfully so. Glow sticks are probably the most OP item in Phasmo, so are you available for Phasmo on nightmare mode? Now he says, Pison, you need Jesus. I pray to Kumo. Kumo, come here. Kumo, baby. He's not going to look at me. Kimtris has a water pick, and she just shoots him with the water pick.
That's just messed up.
Yeah, he's on camera.
Ready?
Dude, he fucking loves it. This little bastard. Alucard, don't say that, man. Come on. I'm not that bad. Why is everyone agreeing with this? Why is everyone agreeing on EG? Mamo says, who said Phasma? We did. So you better show up. Melia says, I will shield you from those ghosties. Fear not, love, Phasmo. Wish I had PC. Okay, never mind.
Like useless. That, what's your SDDS?
Yeah, what's your SDDS, dude? What's your SDDS? Crucify needs more couch cat shirts. Do you agree?
I'll get another one. I will get the BYOC.
No, we're not going to
wear it out in public.
No, that will probably not be good.
You can have a couch on the back. Have a couch on the back that's not black.
Thinking of the legal terms here, that's probably not the best move for a shirt.
Legal? What's... Do whatever you want.
If K-Machine says, I have Phasmo, LOL. Well, you're one step closer to playing with Couch Cat.
Dude, get in the Discord. Hop in on the weekends. That's where we're at.
Wait, Cactus, did you say that joke and not realize I was wearing the shirt? That's how far back Cactus goes. Cactus. Never mind. I always get you mixed up with, like, actual Cactus. Everyone's bad at Phasma, dude. That's just kind of like, that's the rule.
Win wine stream again?
Win wine stream again? Dude, I love wine. I actually had wine before stream. It was a
that
Blue Valley.
So much.
It was Blue Valley. So this winery sits on a... It's in wine country, so, you know, it's all hilly and shit, but they're, like, at the top of a hill. And it's a brand new building, and you're high up, you just see the clouds. It's awesome. So, they had really good wine. Oh, shit, it's 8:03. We can end it here. We made it to the end. I'm surprised... You know, a lot of you actually stayed after the SGL. You're not just using this for numbers, so I appreciate it. When's next coffee stream with Ubi? It was the 10th, but we're going to have to reschedule. I have to get with him. I'm thinking he might be available the 17th. We're going to try for the 17th, everyone. But I'll DM him and let him know what's up. And we'll have a coffee stream. We'll probably talk. For those of you who don't know the coffee stream, oops, I hit chat. For those of you who don't know the coffee stream, we talk about the current state of the game, and it's like staff centric. So we try to get like Yomu on or Pratt from Heaven and Hell on. But we have a bunch of new advisors, new friends. So maybe they'll hop on. But yeah, we'll try for the 17th. I'll let you guys know. It'll be on if you go to Couch Cat's website, couchcatpod.com. We have a, if you scroll down, there's a calendar. And I'll actually post it once I know for sure. I remember to post today's stream on there. So things are getting better. That stupid calendar. But yeah, we'll have a wine stream. Good job. Good call, Alucard. I mean, why not? Right? Why the fuck not?
Give me 2 weeks after my baby boy's born. I'll join you with I'll have a beer. Not one.
Yeah. A 15% sour to drown out the noise.
I'll immediately pass out from lack of sleep and just alcohol. It'll be a sleeping stream for everyone.
All right, that'll do it. Crazyfy, yep. You have. I feel like every stream we end, you should just like prepare it as your last.
Yep. If I'm not here on Monday, it's because my baby boy's in the walking around or sleeping around in this world. So I will be gone. If I'm here, no baby boy yet, so I'll be here. But all I can say is that I've enjoyed every time I get on stream. I love it. Gotta take a step back because I can't wait to see my boy, my son. So excited about that, but don't worry, I'll be coming back. I'll come back strong. Well, and extremely exhausted.
Yeah.
But, yeah. He see might, if I see you.
You might not be turning into a blogger. Don't,
so, yeah. Who knows? It's a toss-up at this point. It could happen at any point, so, you know. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Who knows?
Yeah, but for now, it's good. It's temporary goodbye for Crazy Fi, pending baby.
Yeah.
That's his event for the next 3 weeks. It's probably going to be a baby event. But yeah, that'll do it. Like the video. Subscribe if you're new here. We just passed 550 subs. We need that 1,000 to make chat even more interesting for everyone here. And those of you who are sub now, we greatly appreciate it. So spread the word. Tell your new guildies, your sister, your dad, whoever plays Simple Mode with you or doesn't play Simple Mode with you, tell them to get on YouTube and sub to the Couch Cat, because that would be amazing. Head over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple Mode content, including, actually you don't go there, but yeah, including the latest blogs. We're gonna have event content coming up, hopefully. It won't be till later because I'm at work Friday, but we have Paizen's Corner, which is every Sunday. We talk about MMO stuff, and also head down below to the merch link and snag yourself a Wolfblood shirt if you're a fan, if you're a guildie, if you're a friend, because they're hot as F. But yeah, keep playing Simple ML. Keep an eye out on the event. I will be stepping, so hopefully I'll be within your step parties. We can chill in the Couch Cat Discord or wherever everyone's chilling. And if you don't already, consider using Yomu's tool or the app hub specifically. You can do everything you can do on your mobile and PC through the app hub. And also, it's got a better chat feature. And if you're interested and you want to support Yomu, it's got 3 tiers of Patreon to bounce around. And once a month, we do a giveaway to earn 2 weeks of time for, I think it's tier 1, to see what it's all about. But yeah, that'll do it. It's a good week. It was a good progress report. Shout out again to Wolfblood and everyone else who continues to show up on this leaderboard in the top 25. And I mean, I guess I will see you Monday. And if Crazy Fi is there, then we get another day of Crazy Fi. Until then, peace out, friends.
Bye.
Oh, and goodbye, Global Chat. I keep forgetting to say goodbye. Goodbye, Global Chat. See you next time. Can you say goodbye? Yeah.